Detroit, Michigan has taken an economic beating, but politics isn't doing so great either.
Everybody knows how the car companies and everything's going to crap right now. And I don't think that just this new mayor is going to be able to, fix everything. But I think just right now, if we had somebody that had the respect of the people, would be a great start for the city of Detroit.
This morning, Detroiters head to the polls to replace their ousted and convicted mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick. Noah Ovshinsky is a political reporter for WDET, where you can listen to The Takeaway every morning. Now, Noah, I want to look at the candidates. This is retired Pistons player and businessman Dave Bing.
If you think Detroit has gotten better over the last 10 or 12 years, and you're satisfied the direction that this city is going, then I'm probably not your guy. If you want change, positive change, that's something that I think I will bring to the table.
So, Noah, tell us a little bit about Bing and his constituency.
Yeah, Dave Bing, as you said, is a former Pistons All-Star, well-known businessman here in Detroit. He owns an auto parts business. And actually, up until the election, he lived in a posh neighborhood, a suburb of Detroit. Only when the election rolled around did he get a place in Detroit. So he's a relatively new resident, but he's a longtime business owner here in Detroit and, of course, has a lot of fans from his days as a Detroit Piston.
You know, is there a specific demographic that is going for him or looking at him?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little unclear as far as demographics, but certainly those voters who are, you know, disillusioned with the political process in Detroit will be looking seriously at him, only because he's a political novice. I mean, he's never run for an elected position before, certainly here in Detroit. So he's in that sense, he's almost a new face. And I think for those looking for real change, as he said, I think he's their pick.
Here's a little bit from Mayor Kenneth Cockrell, Jr.
And I'm not ripping on him, because I kind of, at a certain point in my administration, adopted a policy of saying, I'm not going to keep dumping on Kwame Kilpatrick, because whatever problems he left behind, at this point, they're my problems.
Yeah, his problems. So how is the mayor faring in this race?
Yeah, you know, unlike Dave Bing, he's had to, essentially, the last 7 months has been an audition, essentially, for the mayor's job. He's been in that position as an interim mayor. And, you know, I think the results are mixed at this point. You know, he has been a longtime part of city government, both in the city council and the Wayne County Commission. So he is a known commodity.
But in this particular case, Noah, incumbency does not help Mayor Cockrell, right?
Well, you know, he's only been mayor for 7 months. He inherited a very large deficit, something in excess of $300 million. So the financial position in the city isn't that great. And he's really spent the last several months trying to stop the financial hemorrhaging. So a lot of it has been damage control. I don't think he's had a lot of opportunity to really display what he can do differently for the city, because right now it's just damage control.
You know, I was struck that Arnie Duncan, the education secretary, kind of admonished Detroiters, saying, look, you better vote in this election. And, you know, I want to play a little bit from a Detroit resident, Michael Maxwell.
You know, it's corruption all through the system, so it doesn't matter who gets in or who's elected. We're still in some type of republic, and it's crazy. So, I mean, it doesn't matter to me who gets elected or who doesn't. It's still the same. I have to survive regardless, so it doesn't matter.
So that's a completely kind of beaten down take on this. Cynical, you know, it's tough to be positive in this case. But what about, do folks like Duncan have a right to criticize the turnout in an election like this?
Yeah, I mean, election officials are talking turnout somewhere around 15% today, which is around the same number of people that showed up for the February primary, the special primary, where there were 15 candidates on the ballot. So they don't expect turnout to change all that much. Whether or not people, outsiders, have a right to criticize it, I don't know. But certainly the cynicism that was displayed in that soundbite right there is certainly widespread. Between the Kwame Kilpatrick controversy, which consumed this city for more than a year, and also the various federal investigations that are going on now in city government here in Detroit, between those two things, as well as the general economic state of Detroit and Southeast Michigan. I think it's all come together to create this sort of perfect storm of cynicism, apathy, and frankly, voter burnout.
Just quickly, is there any light at ahead that people are looking forward to, whether it's economic or political in Detroit?
Yeah, I mean, Ken Cockrell Jr., our current mayor, has gone out of his way to point out his green credentials throughout the campaign. When they're not criticizing each other personally, Cockrell has spent a lot of time talking about his effort to bring green technology and firms to the city. So that's looking towards the future. But the situation, the revenue picture is not looking good for the city. Now, there is some monies coming in through the federal stimulus fund. But again, that's really only temporary.
Right.
So it remains to be seen. And again, Dave Bing is betting that more voters want change than those that, want the status quo, so to speak.
Well, thanks so much. We were speaking to Noah Ovshinsky, reporter for WDET in Detroit.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.